This is a Fox News alert. Fire at Europe's biggest nuclear plant. I'm Lisa Lissara. The fire erupted at the plant in southern Ukraine after shelling by Russian forces.
Now, this isn't just the largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine. It's the largest in Europe. It's the top 10 largest in the world. It supplies about a quarter of Ukraine's power. Firefighters have been allowed to access the plant. It appears that the fire is not actually on the reactors, those six nuclear reactors, but they're actually facing the administrative building. So the fire is not at the reactor. It is in the parking lot and the administrative buildings. So that is good news. But it's certainly concerning that there is ongoing hostilities next to six nuclear reactors.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv. The White House says President Biden has spoken with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky about the fire at the nuclear plant and urged Russia to end its attacks in the area so firefighters can get in. Ukrainians living in the U.S. can remain for up to 18 months under a humanitarian program from the Department of Homeland Security. The White House says it's working to bring relief to Americans paying higher gas prices that it blames on the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president's pledge at the State of the Union to release 30 million barrels from strategic petroleum reserves is not immediate, but going through that process opens up avenues with releasing reserves that can ease costs.
Engaging with global partners around the world who may be big global suppliers about putting more oil in the system, that is part of the discussion. And sure, there are a range of domestic options.
Psaki says the president attributes oil price volatility to the Russian attack on Ukraine and that sanctions are set up to impact Russia and not put burdens on Americans. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
19 children and one adult have been hospitalized after a vehicle crashed into a preschool in the northern California town of Anderson. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News.
The Supreme Court says one state's Republican attorney general can defend an abortion law even after that state's Democratic governor declined to.
In an 8-1 decision with only Justice Sonia Sotomayor dissenting, the Supreme Court said Kentucky's attorney general can continue to defend a Kentucky abortion law signed in 2018. It bans a surgical procedure used beginning in the second trimester. The ban was struck down in court, and Kentucky's then new Democratic governor Andy Beshear said they would leave it at that. Well, the state's then new attorney general Daniel Cameron is Republican, and he requested to defend the law. While the Supreme Court did not address whether the law itself is constitutional, the justices ruled that Cameron could continue to argue for it. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the High Court has ruled in favor of the federal government in a case involving a Guantanamo Bay detainee seeking what the government said is secret information. Abu Zubaydah, who was captured in Pakistan in 2002, was once thought to be a high-ranking member of Al-Qaeda. He was reportedly tortured while being held at a so-called CIA black site before being transferred to Guantanamo Bay in 2006. Zubaydah was seeking to get the testimony of two former CIA contractors as part of an investigation into how he was treated. The case was dismissed. The numbers are in on how many people were watching President Biden's first State of the Union address.
More than 38 million TV viewers tuned in for President Biden's State of the Union address, according to Nielsen ratings. That tops the 37.2 million for former President Trump's last address in 2020, but falls short of the 45.6 million who watched his first State of the Union speech in 2018. Nielsen saying it's important to note that this year's tally reflects the additional measurement of out-of-home viewing and viewership on streaming-enabled TV sets, which rely on devices such as Roku or Xbox.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.